King, I've got an idea for our next infomercial. How about you take our listeners on a tour of the Ho House?
Oh, sure, we can do that.
We'll start at the front of the Ho House and work our way around to the back. I'll get the sound crew.
Fine by me.
Okay, everybody, ready? Let's roll. This is Kelly Houston. I'm here today with the King of Hoes live at the House of Hoes. Today, the King will take us on a tour of the Ho House. Take it away, King.
Well, this is the main entrance, and this is the reception and information area where customers can get information and assistance in choosing a hoe that's just right for them. Now, as we move back in the hoe house, we have the main showroom area where we keep the hoes. Up there on the mezzanine level, that's my office and private suite, and that's where my administrative assistant, LaVitri Brown, takes care of making my appointments and keeping the books and all that. Now, as we move back in the hoe house, there's a general storage area and two public washrooms for the use of our customers. And off to the left is the dressing room where we dress the naked hoes. And to the right, at the very back, that's the staff lounge room.
Wait, King, what's that noise? It seems to be coming from over behind the washroom area and the staff lounge.
Whoa, stay here, Kelly. I'll go see what it is. Dang, Don Freddy, what are you doing here with Amber? Can't you see we're trying to do a radio piece, man?
Hey, King, in case you didn't notice, I was working on a piece of my own.
What's going on back there, King?
It's okay, Kelly. It's just Flagpole Freddy Johnson and Flash and Amber.
Well, what are they doing?
Well, Kelly, let's put it this way. With Amber being a pole dancer, when she sees a pole, I guess she just gotta dance. And with Freddy having the biggest pole in town, I guess she just couldn't resist.
Oh, were they making love?
Well, Kelly, they weren't dancing around the maypole, believe me.
Excuse me, King, but Madam Triple X is waiting in your office. She says it's important she talk to you right away.
Okay, LaVitri, I'll be right there. Sorry, baby. I guess we'll finish this another day, huh? Why don't you come with me, and we'll see what Madam Triple X has on her mind.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, King. Sorry to bother you, King, but last night I had a vision that involves you, and I think you need to know about it.
Okay, Madam Triple X, fire away.
Well, King, it seems that according to my vision, this next year will be a difficult year for you. First, you will be under severe finance pressure, and you will come close to losing everything. But you will find a solution to this problem. Second, you will discover that there is a conspiracy, and there is a group of people who want to ruin you. Your life will be threatened. Third, there will be a death of someone close to you that you love.
Is it Kelly?
No, it isn't Kelly. It seems like it's a blood relative.
Well, that don't make no sense at all. Because my parents have been dead for almost 10 years. And my only brother died about 2 years ago. Well, Madam Triple X, thank you for coming in to tell me these things. I mean, I appreciate your concern, but...
You're welcome, King. Now, I must go. But I should also add that in the vision, except for the death part, everything else turns out all right as a result of what you do in the coming year. This town will be forever changed for the better.
Well, sweetie, that's a heck of a way to start a Monday morning, isn't it? What do you think of all that?
Ooh, baby, I don't know what to think. I don't have no living relatives, so I think she's wrong on that one. But there have been a number of things she's told me in the past that turned out pretty much the way she predicted. In fact, she's been so accurate, it's plain scary. She told me I was going to meet you, for example. Not by name, of course, but you're basically everything she said you would be. And I didn't believe that prediction either.
Well, I guess time will tell, but you better watch your finances and look over your shoulder. Promise me?
Yeah, baby, I promise. I think I'll ask Starving Marvin to keep his eyes open around here at night. And I'm also going to call Sean, the hoe hunter, to see if he can find out if there's anything suspicious happening in town.